जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे रामा रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
जय श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की श्रीमद्भागवतम की शील प्रभुपाद की ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपा कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। नमो पंकज नाभाय नमो पंकज मालिने नमो पंकज नेत्राय नमस्ते पंकजांग्रे। हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 8 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड प्रेयर्स बाय क्वीन कुंती टेक्स्ट नंबर 21। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपा कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपा कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपा कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। कृष्णाय द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड वासुदेवाय अंट द सन ऑफ वसुदेव देवकी नंदनाय अंट द सन ऑफ देवकी च एंड नंदगोपा नंद एंड द कवर्ड मेन कुमाराय अंट देयर सन गोविंदाय and to the personality of Godhead who enlivens the cows and the senses. Namaha. Respectful obeisances. Namaha. Obeisances. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Let me therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto the Lord who has become the son of Vasudeva, the pleasure of Devaki, the boy of Nanda, and the other cowherd men of Vrindavan, and the enlivener of the cows and the senses. Purport. The Lord, being thus unapproachable by any material assets, out of unbounded and causeless mercy, descends on the earth as He is in order to show His special mercy upon His unalloyed devotees and to diminish the upsurges of the demoniac persons. Queen Kunti specifically adores the incarnation or descent of Lord Krishna above all other incarnations because in this particular incarnation, he is more approachable. In the Rama incarnation, he remained a king's son from his very childhood. But in the incarnation of Krishna, although he was the son of a king, he at once left the shelter of his real father and mother, King Vasudeva and Queen Devaki, just after his appearance, and went to the lap of Yashoda Mai to play the part of an ordinary cowherd boy in the blessed Brajabhumi, which is very sanctified because of his childhood pastimes. Therefore, Lord Krishna is more merciful than Lord Ram. He was undoubtedly very kind to Kunti's brother Vasudev and the family. Had he not become the son of Vasudev and Devaki, Queen Kunti could not claim him to be her nephew and thus addresses Krishna in parental affection. But Nanda and Yashoda are more fortunate because they could relish the Lord's childhood pastimes, which are more attractive than all other pastimes. There is no parallel to his childhood pastimes as exhibited at Vrajabhumi, which are the prototypes of his eternal affairs in the original Krishna Loka described at the Chintamani Dham in the Brahma Samhita. Lord Krishna descended himself at Vrajabhumi with all his transcendental entourage and paraphernalia. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore confirmed that no one is as fortunate as the residents of Vrajabhumi, and specifically the cowherd girls who dedicated their everything for the satisfaction of the Lord. His pastimes with Nanda and Yashoda and his pastimes with the cowherd men and especially with the cowherd boys and the cows have caused him to be known as Govinda. Lord Krishna as Govinda is more inclined to the Brahmanas and the cows, indicating thereby that human prosperity depends more on these two items, namely Brahminical culture and cow protection. Lord Krishna is never satisfied where these are lacking. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namam Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanyam Ishwaram Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. We are today, in the last few days, and for the next few days, we'll be reading one of the most celebrated prayers in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the prayers of Queen Kunti. Now, this is the speciality of Srimad Bhagavatam. You know, the paradigm is completely different. Like, Kunti is glorified in Srimad Bhagavatam. In Mahabharata, she is not the main character. She is not glorified so much. I remember when I was new in Krishna consciousness, I had taken this book, Teachings of Queen Kunti, from the gift shop. And I had gifted it to my father on his birthday. So he was in the bedroom, so I kept it on his pillow so that he wakes up and he gets it as a gift, surprise. So he saw the book and then he's telling me, Kunti is offered prayers. Kunti, I thought she is a pure devotee. She is the most glorified personality in Srimad Bhagavatam. He said, really? I thought she is the mother of the Pandavas. Yes, she went through tribulations. But so he was surprised that there are Kunti's prayers also. If you see Bhishma also, Bhishma is like a very enigmatic character in the Mahabharata. But the Bhagavatam reveals his glory. So Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam's speciality is, it has a different paradigm than the other scriptures. Like the Bhagavatam is introduced, Sridhar Swami quotes, that Bhagavatam, what is Bhagavatam, how is Bhagavatam special? He says, Srimad Bhagavatam is that scripture where Vritrasur's pastime is mentioned. But Vritrasur's pastime is mentioned in all the scriptures. Why it should be mentioned, why it should be a distinguishing feature of Srimad Bhagavatam that Vritrasur's pastime is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. Like even in Rig Veda it is mentioned, or to speak of other Puranas. But the difference is, Vritrasur's pastime in all other scriptures, when you read, Indra comes out as the hero. But the speciality of Srimad Bhagavatam is, here Vritrasur is the hero. In fact, in one purport, Prabhupada says, Indra is the Asura, Vritrasur is the Sura. So even Indra was baffled. He was shocked to see Vritrasur's devotion. So Vritrasur emerges as a hero. Even in Prahlad Narasimha Dev, na, in other scriptures where this pastime is mentioned, Narasimha Dev is a hero who comes out of the pillar and he kills demon Hiranyakashipu. But in Srimad Bhagavatam, it is Prahlad, his pure devotional service is glorified. Kunti is glorified. Bhishma is glorified. So in one lecture, Isolina Radhanathamaya Maharaj was saying, see how beautiful Srimad Bhagavatam is teaching us that Vritrasura and Bhishma, they were misunderstood their whole life till the last moment. So Srimad Bhagavatam reveals to us that don't judge anyone, because you don't know who the person is in the heart. Vritrasura's true glory was revealed just at the last moment. Bhishma's prayers are also there. So this is the very amazing aspect of Srimad Bhagavatam. And these prayers, if you see all the prayers, they will always have one or all the four characteristics which should be there in every prayer. So first element of prayer which should always be there is praising the Lord. So Kunti is also praising the Lord here. Krishna, you are the son of Vasudev, you are the son of Devaki, you are most dear to all the Gopas, you know. You are giving pleasure to the cows and censers. This is the way you glorify. In the next verse also she is going to glorify. Namo Pankajanabhaya, O Krishna, your navel is like lotus flower. So glorification, if you want to make relationship with someone, you have to praise that person. Isn't it? Even in ordinary life, you know, when a boy wants to patao a girl or vice versa, they praise each other. Tarif karun kya usaki, you know, they say like that. Jisne tumhe banaya. Tarif karna is like a very, it's not flattery, genuinely glorifying a person. So we want to similarly have a relationship with Krishna. We want to connect with Krishna. So if you see in all these prayers, all the pure devotees, they first praise the Lord. Krishna, you are so beautiful. Generally when we come in front of the Lord, most of us, we forget to praise. We just directly take the list from our pocket. Amari mange puri karo. I have this, I have this. We have so many desires, we want Krishna to fulfill. But, okay, it is okay to ask Krishna, because if we don't go to Krishna, where will we go? You know, just like a child will go to the parents only. Similarly, we have to go to Krishna, that is okay. But first, at least we should have courtesy to praise the Lord, you know, glorify the Lord. So that is what Kunti's prayers are teaching and almost all prayers teach. So praise is one. You will see second element in prayers is also gratitude. Thank you, Krishna. Generally, when we thank the Lord, we say, thank you, Krishna, for everything. And now please give me this, 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 this. But a pure devotee says, Krishna, you know what to give me. You give me what is best for me. But I want to thank you for 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you is specific. Thank you is not, gratitude is not general. Prabhuji, thank you for everything. No. Krishna, thank you for everything. No, Krishna, thank you for, like if you see Kunti's prayers in the next, after two verses, she's going to thank Krishna. And not general thank you. She's going to say, Yata Rishikesha Kalena Devaki. So she's, after that prayer, Vishan Mahagne Purushada Darshanad Asat Sabaya Vanavasa Krishrita Mrude Mrude Neka Maharatastrato Dronastrata Shashmahare Birakshita. She's saying, Krishna, you saved my children from the fire at that Lakshagra. You saved from that Bakasura demon. You saved us in the Mahabharat war. So you see the specific things. So when we thank Krishna, we can thank him for the specific favors he has bestowed upon us. So prayers are there, thank you is there. And devotees also beg for forgiveness. Either for their inability to recognize Krishna as the Supreme Lord, or for the offenses they have committed to other devotees, or their neglect in the practice of devotional service, like that. And finally, request also. Of course, we cannot imitate Kunti Devi. Her prayer, her request is something extraordinary. She wants Krishna to stay back in Hastinapur. And in her prayer, she is also preferring to have more troubles and calamities in her life. But at the same time, so we may not be able to imitate, but at least we learn these four elements of a prayer from Bhagavatam. Praising the Lord, thanking the Lord, begging forgiveness, and requesting. Now, when we come in front of the Lord, it's not that, okay, I first 2 minutes I'll praise the Lord, I'll thank the Lord. It cannot be systematic, you know, it has to be spontaneous. The whole idea is, this is simply a broad outline. The essence of prayer is offering the heart, offering emotions. Prayer has to be filled with our personal emotion. Otherwise, when we chant, see, Prabhupada wanted us to chant, remember all these prayers, Kunti's, Gajendra's prayers, Brahma Samhita. In many places, Prabhupada said that. So, Satswarup Maharaj wrote a book, two books on prayer. One is called Vandanam, and the second book is called Entering the Life of Prayer. So, in one of those places, he mentions that many times devotees, we just chant the prayers of Bhagavatam and other scriptures, and we will get purified because we are connecting with the sound of Krishna. Krishna only. But he said a very nice phrase. He says many times devotees, we hide behind those prayers. He says that many times we hide behind those prayers means we don't offer our heart to Krishna. We just mechanically chant or we repeat. So it has to be imbued with our emotion. Otherwise, for example, these verses are Kunti's prayers. This is not mine. But when I add my emotions, then it becomes my prayers also. Like I remember, we were in Vrindavan a few months ago, Radha Vallabh temple. So I was sitting there with one devotee. Three of us had gone. So we were chanting this Govinda Damodara Madhaveti prayers, you know. So I had memorized some of it and we were seeing also. So there is a particular meter and it is in Sanskrit. So, like, you know, I was, different prayers are there. Ulukkale samvitatandu lamsha sangatayantyo musalai pramugdha gayanti gopyo janita nuraga govinda damodara madaveti. So, like this we were chanting. But it is in Sanskrit. So, I was not actually remembering the meaning of the words. I was just chanting. But one Brajavasi lady came, I think maybe 70 plus, elderly lady, big lady. She came and sat next to me and we were both of us chanting. She looked at us and with a twinkle in her eyes, she smiled. And then she looked at Radha Vallabh and she raised her hand and she sang the same song, same bhajan, but in Brajabhasha, not the Sanskrit. So when she was singing, I was like, wow. You know, there was more meaning. I could connect to those words. Of course, we have to repeat Bhagavatam prayers. Because Bhagavatam is not different from Krishna. At the same time, what I learned from that, Mataji, is that we need to invest our emotions. Like in one sample, you know, one prayer she said, which I remember, everything else I forgot. Now, just listen to this. The meaning comes out so clear when it is in our language. So she said, Pranantakale tum samne ho Murali bajate manko lubhate. भूलू न तुमको गाऊ मैं हरदम गोविंद दामोदर माधवेति.
सो लाइक दिस शी चैंटेड फॉर ऑलमोस्ट हाफ एन आवर शी वाज सिंगिंग. सो आई वाज लाइक आई वांटेड टू रिकॉर्ड आई डिडंट हैव माय मोबाइल नथिंग यू नो एंड शी जस्ट चैंटेड एंड शी लेफ्ट. सो सी दिस मे साउंड सो भागवतम समटाइम्स व्हाट हैपेंस बिकॉज इट इज इन संस्कृत आइदर वी आर नॉट इंटरेस्टेड और वी चैंट रिचुअलिस्टिकली. What we need to do is, from these prayers, we can invest our emotion. We can make it a personalized prayer. Like the translation, we are not speculating, we are not deviating from Srila Prabhupada. If we make this translation in our own words, after understanding and what Prabhupada has written, it can be our prayer to Krishna. It's not that we are making a different translation, but which is invested with our feelings. So, this is a very beautiful section of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And in today's prayer specifically, Kunti Devi is praising the Lord. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is writing about how Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes are more celebrated than all other pastimes. And even in Vrindavan pastimes, it's childhood pastimes. And it is more glorious than even Lord Ram's pastimes. Like Prabhupada is glorifying Krishna's childhood pastimes, the gopas, gopis. So, and Kunti and Prabhupada says, Nanda and Yashoda were more fortunate than Vasudeva and Devaki. Because they could relish Krishna's childhood pastimes. So we see that this is the hallmark of Vrindavan. If you say 10th canto, is so many beautiful Vrindavan pastimes. And what the Brajavasis would do in Vrindavan is they would, like what we are doing now, we are doing Krishna Katha. So Sukadeva Goswami says, Brajavasis would come together and they would also glorify Krishna and Balaram's pastimes. And because of this, two things happen to them. This is interesting. Because if we also do Krishna Katha, maybe we will also be, of course, we will be surely guaranteed these two benefits which Brajavasis got. Iti nanda deyo gopa Krishna Rama katam muda kuruvanto rama manascha navindam bhavavedanam. This is the beautiful verse. Sukadeva Goswami says, Iti Nanda Dayo Gopa. All the Nandas and Gopas would come and glorify Krishna's pastimes. So when they did that, Krishna Rama Katam Muda, with great happiness they glorified Krishna. So their happiness was in glorifying Krishna. So because of this, what are the two things that happened? Kuruvanto, because they did this, Kuruvanto Rama Manascha, their affection and attachment to Krishna increased. And second, very interesting, which is connected to us, Navindam Bhavavedanam. And because they were glorifying Krishna, and because their attachment to Krishna increased, Navindam, they could not perceive Bhavavedanam, the tribulations of material life. So all of us agree, we all have tribulations in material life. Whether you are Brahmachari, Grahastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasi, Prabhuji, Mataji, child, Varishtha, Vaishnav. Everybody is in the blazing forest fire of material existence. But the best part or the worst part of Maya Devi is, you know, this blazing fire, you know, in the morning we sing, Samsara Dava Nalanida Loka. So we think it is a blazing fire and we are burning. Oh, it must be so much suffering. If it was like that externally, then we all would have taken shelter of Krishna. But Maya Devi is so expert that she gives this blazing fire with a lot of covering. And we don't even understand how we are getting burnt. But somewhere we know there is Bhava Vedanam, there is a lot of tribulation and a lot of misery. Like, you know, if you keep a frog, if there is a big cauldron filled with boiling water, and the water is boiled, and you put a frog inside, the frog will jump off. But if you keep a frog in a big cauldron of normal temperature water, and slowly raise the temperature, and the frog will be comfortable inside. And by the time, eventually it will become so boiling, but the frog would have got so adjusted and adapted there, you wouldn't even realize when he's getting roasted completely. Similarly, material world gave us lot of suffering, immediately we would all jump out. We would say, Krishna, give me shelter. But Maya Devi, she just, in that low flame, she is burning us, and by the time we realize, we feel trapped. We can't get out. Therefore, we need Krishna Katha. relief from suffering we get. Navindam bhavavedanam. And also, simultaneously, along with that relief, kurvanto rama manascha, our affection also increases for the Lord. Therefore, in the Bhagavatam, if you see, everywhere, glorification of Krishna is encouraged. Munaya sadhu prashtoham bhavadbir loka mangalam etkrita krishna samprishno. What is that next line? Enatma suprasidhidasu. The soul will be completely satisfied if all the discussions are centered on Krishna. In that purport, Srila Prabhupada writes a beautiful purport. He says, the whole world is filled with questions and answers. So he gives different examples. As soon as the birds wake up in the morning, they ask questions. Where is food? Where is food? You know, children go to school, there is questions and answers. In the parliament, the legislators ask questions and answers. Press people meet different people, they ask questions and answers. You go to market, questions and answers. So Prabhupada says, everybody is asking questions and getting answers from morning to night, but nobody is satisfied. Because these questions are not related to Krishna. And Parikshit Maharaj is asking questions about Krishna only. In fact, till 10th canto, if you see, so much discussion has happened. And the 10th canto begins with Parikshit Maharaj is very eager to hear about Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes. And he tells Sukadeva Goswami, please tell me different things of Krishna. And then finally he says, Etad anyecha sarvam me. He says, now I have asked you some questions that you will answer. But you please answer even those questions which I have not asked. Etad anyecha sarvam me. Mune Krishna vicheshtitum vaktum arhasi sarvagya shraddhanaya vistritam. You can certainly describe in great detail even the answers to those questions which I have not asked because you are sarvagya. You know all the pastimes of Krishna. That is your qualification. Parikshit Maharaj is telling Shukadeva Goswami. And he says, my qualification is shraddhanaya vistritam. I am very faithful and very enthusiastic. So you are very well knowledgeable, and I am enthusiastic. So this is a very good combination. If you see Bhagavata, many times this combination is mentioned. Like even in the first canto, we find this beautiful section where the sages are telling Suta Goswami that when Suta Goswami had described, answered the questions and decided, okay, now the class is over, Bhagavatam class is over. I have answered your questions. So immediately the sages headed by Shaunakarishi says, no, you can't say the Krishna Katha is over, you have to speak more. Tanno Bhavan Vai Bhagavat Pradano Mahatamekanta Parayanasya Nantam Gunanam Agunasya Jagmur Yogeshwaraye Bhava Padma Mukhya. So they say, how can you say Krishna Katha is over? Because Krishna is unlimited, and you have unlimited capacity to glorify, and even Brahma and Shiva are not able to completely glorify. So how can you say Krishna Katha is over? And then they are saying, you are Bhagavat Pradhan. Tanno Bhavan Vai Bhagavat Pradhana Shushru Shatam No Vitanoti Vidvan. We are Shushru Shatam. You are Bhagavat Pradhan. You can give Krishna and we are eager to hear. What a combination. Srila Prabhupada says, if the speaker is Bhagavat Pradhan, he can give Krishna. And if the hearer is enthusiastic to hear, then that combination will give birth to Krishna in the heart. Just like Prabhupada gives the example, just like if the man is potent, and if the woman is fertile, and if they come together, by their combination, a child is born. Similarly, if the speaker is carrying Krishna in his heart, and the hearer is enthusiastic to hear, then that combination will give us Krishna. So, Parikshit Maharaj is telling Shukadeva Goswami, please go on speaking about Krishna. Shukadeva Goswami may say, but O King, I am speaking for the last 4 days, 4 nights, you are fasting, you are not eating anything, you are not drunk anything, you must be tired. So anticipating such a response from Shukadeva Goswami, Parikshit Maharaj says, no, I am not tired. In fact, I am not even fasting. Naishati dussaha kshunmam tektodam api badate pibantam tvam mukamboja chutam hari katamrutam. I am not troubled by hunger, I am not troubled by thirst. This is very troubling, but not to me. Naishati dussaha kshutmam tektodam api badate. No obstacle, because I am not fasting. I am drinking. Pibantam tvam mukamboja. From your mouth, that Krishna Katha which is coming, pibantam, from my ears, I am drinking. What I am drinking? Chutam hari katamritam. The nectar of Krishna Katha I am hearing from my ear holes. Pibantam, I am drinking more and more. Therefore, scriptures tell us to drink more and more Krishna Katha through by chanting. In the mouth we drink by chanting Krishna's name. By ear holes we drink by hearing about Krishna. Pitva, pitva, punha pitva. Drink more and more and more. Yavat patati bhutale. Even if you fall down, you drink Krishna's holy name. Uttayacha punha pitva. And the only way we can arise from a fall down situation is by hearing and drinking Krishna's pastimes. Punar janmane vidyate. Then we will not get again another birth. Oh, this is a nice verse actually. Some mischievous people in Bengaluru. Bengaluru, you know, is the called as the pub capital of India. Everywhere you will find a liquor bar. So one very famous bar there. See how Krishna scriptures are kalpavriksha, you know, they fulfill everybody's desire. So this notorious bar owner, he put this shloka outside his shop. Big bold. With translation. Everybody saw, oh, scriptures are also encouraging. Pitva, pitva, puna, pitva, drink, drink and drink more. Yavat patati bhutale, till you fall on the ground, drink. Uttaya cha puna pitva, and after you wake up again you drink. Punar janmane vidyate, who has seen a next life? So scriptures, you know, anybody can take anything from scriptures. Because that's another side point. So Parishit Maharaj is not affected by hunger and thirst. He wants to drink Krishna Katha more. Now there are two conversations in Bhagavatam. One is Parishit Maharaj and Shukdev Goswami. But simultaneously there is a conversation of Suta Goswami and Shaunakada Rishis. So Suta Goswami, now Parishit Maharaj has asked these questions. Now Shukdev Goswami is going to reply. So before Shukdev Goswami replies, Suta Goswami is telling Shaunaka, who is the son of Bhrigu Muni, he tells him, Evam nishamya bhrigunandana sadhu vadam. Vayasaki sa bhagavanata vishnuratam pratyarcha krishna charitam kalikalma shagnam vyahartumarabhata bhagavata pradana. So he's saying, now what you're going to hear, the Vrindavan pastimes of Krishna, everything you're going to hear, please know that this is sadhuvadam, these are excellent discussions are going to happen now. And who are the people who are going to be speaking this? Vaya Saki Sa Bhagavanata Vishnu Ratam. The personally empowered Shukdev Goswami, who is empowered by Krishna, and Vishnu Ratam Parikshit, who was protected by Krishna in the womb. So two most exalted personalities, they are going to be discussing Krishna Katha. So look at the different dimensions to this. First is, the speaker is super excellent. The hearer is protected by Krishna when he was in the womb of his mother. And the topic they are discussing is what? Pratyarcha Krishna Charitam Kalikalma Shagnam. Kalikalma Shagnam. For the Kali Yuga, all the obstacles and suffering we are going through, this is the solution. So therefore, we have to hear this. And then he begins by narrating how Shukdev Goswami tells Parikshit Maharaj. Now he has observed him, no? For 4 days, four nights, his enthusiasm. So he says, O king, I am convinced. You are very stable. You are very strong. Samyak vyavasita buddhi. Tava rajarshi sattama. Vasudeva katayamte. Yajjata naishthiti rati. I am convinced that you have unflinching attachment to Krishna. I am convinced that you are very much attracted to Krishna Katha. And your intelligence, your buddhi is stable. And then he says, one who comes and for a Krishna Katha class, three kinds of people get benefited. Vasudeva Katha, Prashna, Purusham, Strin, Punatihi, Trin. Sanskrit three and English three is same. So three kinds of people get benefit. Who are these three? Vasudeva Katha, Prashna, Purusham, Strin, Punatihi, Vaktaram, Pritchakam, Shrotrim. The one who is speaking Krishna Katha, he gets benefit. One who is asking questions gets benefit. And one who hears Krishna Katha, he also gets benefit. Yatpada salilamyata. Krishna Katha is so nectarine. Everybody gets benefit. I remember some years ago we had one brahmachari. He was quite senior. He has now taken sannyas also. So he used to always sit right in the front of every Bhagavatam class, regardless of the speaker. And after every class he would raise his hand. And he would say, and he would ask question also with lot of enthusiasm. Hearing also any speaker, even if the speaker is not enthusiastic, his hearing was super enthusiastic. And every class he had a question. So some of us, we sit back. So one of the devotees, we joke. in a lighter vein, of course. The Vedanta Sutra says, Atato Brahma Jigyasa. You know, we should ask questions about spiritual subject matters. But whenever you would raise his hand, one of the brahmacharis from back would say, Atato Bhayankar Jigyasa. He has such intense desire to know. But it is actually healthy. It is good because there is glorification of Krishna. And especially today, we are reading the section where Krishna's childhood pastimes are glorified. Somebody may ask, why did Krishna perform so many childhood pastimes? Now, this is amazing mystery which Sukadeva Goswami reveals in the 9th chapter of 10th Canto. Evam sandarshita anga harina vritya vashyata svavashenapi krishnena esedam sheshwaram vashe. Sukadeva Goswami says, see, we all like to have control over our lives. And Krishna, the Supreme Lord, svavashenapi krishnena, nobody can control Krishna. He can, only Krishna can control himself. And not only that, yasyedam sheshwaram vashe, all the devatas are controlled by Krishna. And still such a person, evam sandarshito, sandarshita means he is exhibiting this childhood pastimes. Why? Harina vritya vashyata. He wants to exhibit and show to the world how he is controlled by his vritya, by his servants. Somebody may say, oh, who are these servants? Is it Brahma? Is it Shiva? Is it Indra? So next verse he says, Nemam virincho na bhavo. It's not Brahma, not Shiva. Na shirapanga samshaya. Not goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi. Prasadam lebire gopi. Yatat prapya vimuktidat. A simple gopi, Mother Yashoda. She is the one who is controlling this Krishna, who is not controlled by the greatest devtas. Somebody may say, okay. So then can I follow the footsteps of the gopis? Can I also come to a stage where I can also control Krishna with my spiritual practice? The next verse Sukadeva Goswami clarifies, it is not based on our intellectual analysis. Nayam sukhapo bhagavan deinam gopika suta jnaninam chatma bhutanam yata bhakti matam hiya. We cannot jnaninam cha chatma bhutanam. Yogis and jnanis cannot understand Krishna. Simni avichinta tatve. They cannot even reach the toenail of Krishna. Only yata bhakti tamamata. Only by the process of pure devotional service can we understand Krishna. So the childhood pastimes of Krishna are so nectarine and they can be bewildering also to such an extent that Brahmaji, he got bewildered. He couldn't understand. Who is Brahmaji? See, Brahmaji, how is Brahmaji different from all of us? Our body is made of what? Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, ego. Brahmaji's body is made of intelligence. He is intelligence full. Our body is made of earth, water and little intelligence. That also we don't use. Brahmaji is full of intelligence. And he is saying, I cannot understand Krishna. And with all his analysis, he feels, you know, he's trying to understand Krishna is like taking a foot ruler and trying to measure the sky or the ocean. How can we measure? So then he finally realizes and then he offers beautiful prayers. I think the first prayer he says, Now medyate brava pushe tadidambaraya gunjavatamsha paripichalasan mukhaya. Vanya sraje kavala vetra vishana venu lakshmashriye mrudupade pashupanga jaya. So he's offering obeisances to Krishna. Krishna is standing with his covered boyfriends and Krishna has this, you know, curd in his left hand. And he has kavala vetra venu, he has a buffalo horn, he has a stick to graze the cows, he has his flute. And brava pushe, his body is so beautiful like a black monsoon cloud. And tadidambaraya, look at the contrast. Dark monsoon cloud complexion and is dressed with lightning yellowish garments. Gunjavatamsha paripichalasan mukhaya. Gunja, no, he has decorated his ears with berries, the forest which is available in the forest. Paripicha, peacock feather, and lasan mukhaya. His Krishna's face is resplendent, dazzling. And he has a garland made of forest flowers.
वन्यस्रजे कवलवेत्र विशान वेणु लक्ष्मश्रिये मृदुपदे मृदुपदे सॉफ्ट लोटस फीट ऑफ कृष्णा ही इज वॉकिंग इन द पैस्चरिंग ग्राउंड्स ऑफ वृंदावन पशुपांगजा दिस इज द डार्लिंग सन ऑफ नंद महाराज. So Brahmaji is realizing, he is understanding that he cannot understand Krishna. And then he says, who is this Krishna? What is this form of childhood pastimes of Krishna? What is this form I am seeing right now? So this is a very, very amazing prayer where he says,
Asyapite deva vapusho madanugrahasya svechamayasya natubhutamayasya kopi. नेशे महित अवसितं मनसांतरेण साक्षात्तवेव किमुतात्म सुखानुभूते.
He says this form is not ordinary. This is mad anugrahasya. The fact that I am able to see this form of Krishna is Krishna's causeless mercy upon me. And I am a person, manasantarena, I have controlled my mind and senses. And I can figure out everything, but this form is beyond me. These pastimes are beyond me. Svecha mayasya natubhuta mayasya kopi. This is Krishna's own internal potency, which is manifesting. Neshe mahit avasitam. I cannot figure this out. And then his conclusion is, if seeing this form and pastimes, childhood pastimes of Krishna, if I am feeling so much ecstasy, if this is what I am feeling, Sakshatavaiva kimutatma sukhanubhute.
What happiness Krishna must be having in his heart.
If coming in contact with Krishna, devotees become so ecstatic, what ecstasy Krishna must be carrying? Like I asked one devotee, you know, how he became devotee, you know, how he became Krishna conscious. He said, in some program somewhere, his now spiritual master, at that time, that person was a sannyasi. So he had gone to that program, Pandal program. And he saw this sannyasi giving a talk. After that talk, he was meeting everyone. So this young man, he saw the sannyasi and he said some words. So for that Maharaj, he just embraced him. For this boy said, this Prabhuji said that when Maharaj embraced me, my body started shivering and tears started coming in my eyes. I became so happy and so ecstatic. And then I came home. For next 3-4 days, I was in a different realm only. So then the question came to my mind, that if being touched by him and if being embraced by him, I am feeling so ecstatic, what ecstasy must be there in his heart? What he must be carrying? I want to discover that. So that's why he kept following this person and then he became a devotee. So this is Brahmaji also saying like that. You know, if I am feeling, if devotees feel so ecstatic in bhakti, what is Krishna? And therefore, towards the end of the prayers, I think one of the last prayers, Brahmaji says, these Brijavasis are so fortunate.
अहो भाग्यम अहो भाग्यम नंदगोपा व्रजौ कसाम यन्मित्रम परमानंदम पूर्णम ब्रह्म सनातनम.
दिस कृष्णा इज पूर्ण ब्रह्म सनातन मीन्स एटर्नल सुप्रीम लॉर्ड. बट लुक एट अहो भाग्यम लुक एट द ग्रेट फॉर्च्यून ऑफ नंदगोपा व्रजौ कसाम दि गोपास नंद महाराज. व्हाट इज देयर ग्रेट फॉर्च्यून? यन्मित्रम परमानंदम. The Supreme Lord has become their friend, has become their darling child. So much so, Sukadeva Goswami, when describing in detail Krishna's childhood pastimes, he says what all Krishna is to do in Vrindavan is so pleasing.
Gopi bi stobito nritya bhagavan balavat kvachit udgayati kvachin mugdas tadvasho daru yantravat.
So the gopis, what they would tell Krishna? Krishna, dance. And Krishna would stand and he would start dancing for the pleasure of the gopis.
Gopi bi stobito nrityat.
So Sukadeva Goswami reminds us, Bhagavan balavat kvachit. He is Bhagavan, but he has become a child. And then the gopis would tell him, Krishna, please sing for us.
Udgayati.
Loudly Krishna would sing. Kvachin mugdas. So then Sukadeva Goswami says,
tadvasho daru yantravat. Daru Yantra
means a wooden doll. Like a puppeteer makes a puppet dance. The gopis of Vrindavan were controlling Krishna and making him dance to their tune. I mean, this is the level of their bhakti. And when Nanda Maharaj would tell Krishna, Krishna, please get my footwear, or there would be a pitha for sitting, asana.
So Krishna would be told, bring it. So Krishna would try to lift it.
Bibarti kvachita gyapta pita konmana padukam bauksepam chakurute swanam cha pritimavahan.
So agyapta, so then Nanda Maharaj would say, Krishna, please get that pita, that paduka.
Pita konmana padukam.
And then Krishna would not be able to lift it. Krishna would try to lift it. It was heavy. So then what would Krishna do?
Bahu kshepam cha kurute.
He would start clapping his muscles as if, you know, he's trying to get some strength. Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is holding the entire, all the universe, cosmic creation, with the, you know, he could lift the entire Govardhan mountain with a small finger of his left hand. He's not able to lift a pita and he is now flexing his muscles. So when Nanda, Yashoda and all the Gopas are seeing this, Swana Nam Pritimavahan, they would increase more and more affection for Krishna. But then Sukadeva Goswami says, you know why Krishna is doing all this here? He is doing it for two reasons.
Darshayam stad vidam loka atmano vritya vashyatam vrajasyo vahavai harsham Bhagavan balacheshtita.
Balacheshtita means the childish activities of Bhagavan. He is doing for two reasons.
Darshayam stad vidam loka,
the whole world, please see now. Just see this, what I am doing. What you should see?
Atmano Britya Vashyatam.
I am completely controlled by my devotees of Vrindavan. And if we are not convinced, let's say, oh, what's the big deal? That's the second reason Krishna says, you know, if you don't care, then anyway, I also don't care. I am doing this, why?
Vrajasyo Vaha Vai Harsham.
I am doing it simply for the pleasure of my devotees in Vrindavan. Whether you understand or not, I am having loving pastimes with my devotees of Vrindavan. We try to understand and we cannot understand. That is not Krishna's problem. Krishna will continue to do pastimes. We don't understand it. Something wrong with our head, you know. Like there is cricket match going on in South Africa. India is playing South Africa. So one devotee was telling me, he's very attached to cricket. He was saying, Prabhuji, you know, I couldn't watch the cricket. Our connection, TV connection was not there. So I said, so that match is going on, no? He said, yeah, match is going on. But my connection with, the problem is with my connection, my TV connection, so I cannot watch. Similarly, so I was understanding it like this. Similarly, Krishna is performing pastimes in Vrindavan. We cannot understand, it is not Krishna's problem. Problem is with our antenna. We are not able to get it. So Krishna, and like this in Vrindavan, is performing such beautiful pastimes. He would go with his friends to Vrindavan and they would have picnic every day. So while having picnic, you know, they would take prasadam and Krishna would pass comments on every prasadam, everything that was brought for Krishna's pleasure there. And Krishna would be sitting in the center and thousands of boys would be sitting and all the boys would feel Krishna is looking only at them only, at him only. Each boy would think like that. So then Krishna would eat. So he would say, this food is very nice. Who made it? So then this boy would say, my mother made it. And Krishna would say, your mother is the best cook. And then that boy would become very happy and he would look at everyone. And then Krishna would take from Subal's dabba something and he would say, who made this? He says, my grandmother made it. But this is tasteless. Your grandmother is not at all a good cook. And then everybody would laugh. So like that, they would have pastime. And then one of the boys, his dabba, some boy would pick up and they would throw it to another boy.
Mushnanto nonya shikyadin gyatam aracha chikshipu tatratyascha punah durad dashantascha punadadu.
So, one boy would pick up the dabba and throw the packet to another boy. So this boy whose dabba has been thrown, he would run and try to take it. But that boy would throw it to a third fellow. So then he would run everywhere and by not getting it, he would start crying. And as soon as he would start crying, all the boys including Krishna would return it to him. As soon as they would return the lunch back to the boy would start laughing. And as he would start laughing, everybody would laugh. So this is the everyday pastime. And then Krishna would sometimes go inside the forest.
Yadi duram gata krishno vana shobekshanayatam aham purvam iti samsprishyare mire.
So Krishna would enter the forest. If Krishna went little far, yadi duram gata krishno, all the other boys would say, we will have a race. Aham purvam. We'll see who will catch Krishna first. So they all would run to catch Krishna, to touch Krishna first. So Sukadeva Goswami, while describing all these pastimes, he ends this section by saying that You know, just like Brahmaji said, that aho bhagyam, some time ago. So Sukadeva Goswami also, in a very beautiful way, he says,
yat padapam sur bahu janma krichrato dhritatma viryogi birapalabhyaha saeva yadrig vishaya swayam stita kim varnyate dishtamaho vrajaukasam.
He says, bahu janma krichrato, for many, many lifetimes you may do tapasya. You may dhritatmabir, you may control your senses for many lifetimes. Yogibir api alabhyaha, alabhya, you will still not get Krishna. Compared to what? Look at these people.
Sa eva yadrig vishaya swayam stita.
Krishna is standing in front of them and performing such childlike pastimes.
So then he's saying, kim varnyate dishtam aho vrajaukasam.
How can I describe the great fortune of the Brajavasis? So after hearing all of this, devotees will say, but Prabhuji, we also want to become fortunate, like the Brajavasis, right? Who doesn't want to become fortunate? So that is revealed to us in the third canto. Sukadeva Goswami has told us that if you do these five or six things, we will also experience all these pastimes with Krishna. What are these few things? First is hearing about these pastimes.
Shutasya pumsam suchira shramasya nan vanjasa suri biridi torta tatat gunanu shavanam mukunda pada ravindam hridayeshu esham.
First is shutasya, hearing about Krishna regularly, daily. Pumsam, if human beings hear about Krishna, but how?
Suchira.
For a long time, not that, okay, I hear once in a while. No, every day or regularly hearing is important.
Shutasya pumsam suchira shramasya.
Shramasya means hearing requires hard work. Because when we hear about Krishna, many of us, we feel asleep. But if I hear about my glories, I will immediately wake up. If somebody is speaking about me, if it's my birthday, then I will never sleep, even if I have not slept in the whole night. But when we hear about Krishna, we fall sleeping, we feel sleepy. So what we need to do? Shramasya. It's okay, we are conditioned. But we have to work hard and hear about Krishna.
Shutasya pumsam suchira shramasya,
and very important, nan anjasa, means in detail, not shortcut. No, Krishna killed Arishasur. Okay. Three lessons, 1, 2, 3. No, in detail we can discuss how Krishna killed Arishasur, Keshi, what happened when Arishasur came. You know, Krishna had put his right hand on the shoulder of his friend, and with left hand, Krishna was twirling a lotus flower. And when Arishasura was coming in front of Krishna, Krishna was doing these two things and simultaneously was composing poetry, and with his eyes, he was casting sidelong glances on the gopis also. And so all these things Krishna was doing. So what Krishna told Keshi when Keshi attacked, how Krishna hurled him on the ground and how he squeezed him with his leg, and what also, basically all these different details also we need to hear. How Krishna knocked Keshi's teeth with his left hand, he knocked him in the mouth. Nan anjasa. So these are the six things we need to do.
Shutasya, suchira, for a long time.
Shamasya, hard work. Nan anjasa, in great detail. And suribir, we have to hear from devotees. Not from professional reciters who make a money out of hearing, glorifying Krishna. And iditortha, we have to also understand the different meanings, different purports of different senior devotees and acharyas. If you do like this, what will happen?
Tatat gunanu shravanam mukunda.
If we hear about Krishna like this,
pada ravindam hridayeshu esham.
Krishna will manifest in the heart. So this is the most beautiful pastimes of Krishna. It is accessible to all of us. And as human beings, if we don't make the best use of this, then Brahmaji, you know, in his instructions to the demigods in the third canto, he says, human beings are most fortunate because they go through such a combination of life that they can actually take shelter of Krishna. We don't have we are not drowned in pleasures like the heavenly people are. And we are not suffering completely like the hellish people. We get the right dosage. So therefore, Brahmaji tells the devatas that human beings who don't take shelter of Krishna, who are they?
Ye vyartitam apichano nrigatim prapanna jnanam cha tattva visayam sahadharmam yatra naradanam bhagavato vitarantamushya
sammohita vitataya bata mayayate.
He says they have got human life and still prapanna, they are not surrendering to Krishna. Jnanam chatattva visham, they can understand, they can practice the regulative principles. So if they still don't take shelter of Krishna, naradhanam bhagavato vitaran tamushya, then if they don't take shelter of Supreme Lord, I am declaring sammohita vitataya, they are 100% bewildered by bata mayayate. Krishna's illusory potency has got them. So can you imagine, this human life that we have is aspired by great devtas. So now let us make our lives fortunate and let us take shelter of Krishna. And Krishna is performing this childhood pastime. He is allowing Mother Yashoda to bind him. Can you imagine? You know, it's like, when Krishna is born by Mother Yashoda, is looking at the devtas and telling them, you know, you want to control, you are great controllers, you are great demigods, see, I am your controller, but see who is controlling me. Krishna is looking up at the sky and Krishna is bound and Krishna gives up all his opulences because of the love of Brajavasis. Like, you know, Krishna is called as Atmaram, God is supposed to be self-satisfied. But Krishna wants more milk from Mother Yashoda, he is not satisfied. And Krishna is also known as Aptakam. You know, God is supposed to be satisfied with little. But Krishna wants more. When Mother Yashoda is not giving milk, he breaks all the pots. God is supposed to be three gunatit, beyond all the three modes, not get angry. Krishna gets angry when Mother Yashoda is not giving him milk and he breaks all the pots. When same Krishna came as Lord Ram, and Lord Ram was told, you are banished from the kingdom, Lord Ram was completely equipoised. Compared to being banished from the kingdom, what is not getting milk? not getting milk is nothing compared to being banished from the kingdom. But Krishna, as Ram, is completely equipoised. But as Krishna, he is angry. That's why Prabhupada writes in the purport that, you know, Krishna is more merciful than Lord Ram because he performs such pastimes. And one other opulence of God is his Lakshmipati. But look at Krishna, he is stealing butter. Lakshmipati means billionaire ka billionaire. You will not see billionaires steal, you know, beggar may steal butter and bread, pav. But billionaire will not, and even if a billionaire steals, he will steal something big. Krishna is Lakshmipati and he is stealing simply butter. So these are the opulences which Krishna is forsaking. Krishna is also, another opulence of Krishna is he's Ajita, unconquerable. Kala Yavan could not catch him, he's running behind him. He's unconquerable. But Mother Yashoda catches Krishna. And Krishna, another opulence of Krishna is, he is also Abhaya, fearless. Krishna is never afraid of anything. In fact, third canto verse says, no, death is, all the different things are happening because of fear of Krishna. And this Krishna is afraid of Mother Yashoda. Another opulence of Krishna is, he is Muktaya, he is free. Nobody can catch him. Duryodhana could not bind Krishna. But Krishna is allowing Mother Yashoda to bind him. Another opulence of Krishna is this Mukunda. He gives others freedom. He liberates others. So look at this. Krishna liberated Nalakuvera and Manigriv, but he could not liberate himself. His mother had to come and untie him. So these are some of the amazing opulences which Krishna gives up because it's controlled by the love of Brajavasis. And this Vrindavan Krishna is accessible to all of us by the grace of Srila Prabhupada through his Krishna book, through Srimad Bhagavatam. So let us celebrate this great fortune with gratitude and let us sincerely read and attend Srimad Bhagavatam classes and nourish our souls and finish our business and go back home, back to Godhead. Sri Krishna Chandra Bhagavan ki jai, Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram.